let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. David Geyer, orthopedic surgeon, sports medicine specialist, and author of That's Gotta Hurt, providing education and commentary on sports and exercise injury, injury treatments, and prevention for athletes and active people so you can stay healthy and perform your best. His excellent website, drdavidgeyer.com, is a destination to get answers, to get better. Sports medicine simplified at the website. He's back with us on today's program. Dr. Geyer, great to have you back. Always great information. Great to have you with us on the program once again.
Oh, I'm excited to be here. Yeah, thanks for having me.
It is a pleasure. We're talking about youth sports and concussions, head injuries, that type of thing. And we focused on football. When you mentioned concussions, you think immediately of football. Let's talk about concussions occurring in sports other than football. And then I want to talk about females. I've read studies where it takes females a little longer to recover. First of all, let's get into concussions in other sports other than football. And you do have an excellent podcast at your website, drdavidgeyer.com, where you talk about PE classes, which is something maybe we overlook in thinking about concussions.
Yeah, I think it's such a great point because the media, rightly or wrongly, really does bring this issue up as it pertains to football, and we hear about them watching football on TV as football fans, but it is very common in other sports. It's not more common. Football is number one in the rates of concussion in any study that you'll ever read, but they're very high in sports like soccer, sports like basketball, lacrosse, wrestling. They certainly can in other sports, and we need to be aware of that and take the same prevention strategies, the same messages that we've talked about before, about letting people know that you're having symptoms, getting it checked out, and not coming back too soon. That's important for soccer, basketball, wrestling, lacrosse, and other sports, just as much as it is for football players.
Information available at the website, drdavidgeyer.com. That's G-E-I-E-R.com. Injuries, recovery, prevention, a wealth of information there. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and log on directly to Dr. Geyer's website. I mentioned about female athletes. Do female athletes take longer to recover?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of the more surprising things we've learned about with concussion research over the years is that there's some difference between male and female athletes that we can't really explain. But we know that female athletes that play the same sport, that involves the same rules and same equipment. So this is not like baseball versus softball. I'm talking like soccer. You've got the same rules, the same equipment. Sport like basketball, where the rules are the same, the equipment's the same. In both of those sports and others in that category, the female athletes have higher rates of concussion in terms of overall numbers. They have longer duration, so the concussion lasts longer, and they're more likely to recur. All very worrisome trends for parents of young female athletes.
You'll find more information on that specific topic in a podcast at drdavidgeyer.com. It's interesting, all the rule changes that we've gone through, sports, in all of sports, in football in particular, and techniques as well. And let's talk about that, if we're making significant progress because of that. I'm talking football, soccer has made some changes, certainly changes in techniques in soccer, as well as tackling techniques in football. Are we moving in the right direction?
Well, I think we have to do this. I mean, it would be wrong of us to know that some of the things lead to higher rates of concussion and just ignore it. So I think we have to make these rules changes. I think they're generally beneficial. And I know football fans, especially with things like the targeting rules and things like that, have certainly been critical. But I think that when you see that a particular play, that there's something about a sport that we know leads to increased rates of injuries, and this is true for injuries other than concussions, we've got to do what we can to make the sport safer because we need the athletes to be able to play longer into their careers, and for our younger athletes, we need them to be able to have healthy lives, be able to go to school with no trouble and have no ramifications health-wise down the road. So we've got to make changes where we can, but it's going to continue to evolve as we learn more.
I think you've got a podcast that talks about this, and it's an interesting point that you make. We're so focused on concussions. Do we miss other sports injuries that could be, in their own way, just as damaging?
And that, you're absolutely right. And that's been one of the criticisms among the athletes, especially at the NFL level, about some of these rules changes. If we make all these changes to prevent head injuries, which may or may not have, they do have really good intentions, but may or may not be particularly effective, but it changes how athletes play and then potentially leads to more knee injuries and you know, lower body injuries. So maybe you don't have issues with your brain down the road, but now all of a sudden you have bad arthritis when you're 35 or 40 and you're limping and have trouble playing with your kids. So it's a really tricky balance. And, you know, again, we need to focus on the health of the athlete, but you're right, we need to focus on the health of the entire athlete and maybe not just the brain.
Couple minutes left in the program. Is there a correlation between an athlete reporting symptoms, in this case I'll talk about concussions, but basically any injury, and returning quicker? If they're able to report it sooner, do they get back on the field quicker?
It is. I would probably phrase it a little differently. We know that the sooner you start the treatment and avoid some of the things that could potentially make it worse, you're going to get better. I think the challenge is if you try to play through ankle injuries, knee injuries, even if it's not structural damage, you risk making it either causing structural damage, or you just cause more pain that takes longer to get better.
You know, it's interesting, in all the years you've been doing this, and it's with your podcast, we get all the latest information that's available to the athletes, to the medical community. Are you amazed sometimes an injury that somebody might have suffered 15, 20 years ago that would have taken them out of competition or out of performing that sport on a recreational level, now they're able to get back in and participate?
Yeah, absolutely. It was funny, in clinic just yesterday, I had a young girl, a high school age female athlete, and her dad was there, and she had torn her ACL, and we were talking about the surgery, and the dad pulls up his pants leg, and he's got this incision that's like a foot long, and we were talking about how it's just not like that anymore. We can do surgeries through much smaller incisions and much less trauma to the body, and then the recovery and rehab with physical therapy is light years ahead of where it used to be. So yes, you still have long recoveries, and these are big challenges, but we're so much further along than we were 20 and 30 years ago.
Dr. David Guyer has been our guest on the program. You'll find all this information and much, much more at the website, drdavidguyer.com, G-E-I-E-R.com. You can look on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And information as well on Dr. Guyer's book, That's Gotta Hurt, The Injuries That Changed Sports Forever. Number of programs with Dr. Guyer, you will find them going to our website. Go to the podcast and you'll pull up those programs and you can get, again, further information at Dr. David Guyer's website. Doctor, it's a pleasure. Look forward to having you back on the program. Thank you for sharing all this information with us again.
Oh, always glad to do it. I love your show, and thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for sharing all the information. You'll find, once again, all the information at Dr. Guyer's website, drdavidguyer.com, and link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.